on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio.
It's Pensacola Morning News. Jimmy Patronis is on the line with us. Congressman, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning. I'm live from Washington, D.C. today.
Oh, we get you from all over the place. We get you in your house. We get you on the road. We get you in D.C. We get you different times because I know your travel schedule is a little bit crazy, and I just appreciate you make time for us every week, which is great.
Sure.
It's hurricane season. I want to make sure and give you a moment to talk about that and what you think people ought to be doing. And, you know, it's every year. But, hey, if you're new or if you forget or if you take it for granted, it can be a problem, right?
Yeah, so look, we're no strangers to hurricanes, at least to most of us, whether it be if you were here as long ago as Dennis or Ivan, or most recently as Sally. I just want to just tell people the biggest thing, I'm going to put my old CFO's hat on, take your smartphone, go film the outside of your house, talk to it, say what day it is, you know, point out that you have no trees or any damage to your house. Do the same thing inside. Take a picture of your closets, your TVs, your wardrobes, your floor coverings, and then email that to yourself. This is the one takeaway I want you to think about. If you have damage and you're going to have an insurance adjuster show up, an insurance adjuster, he's an investigator. He is there on behalf of the insurance company to figure out, what do we have to pay for? The good thing about it is if you've got photo evidence, video evidence on your phone from a date previous to the storm, now you've got some black and white record of showing what damage was caused by the storm and how it didn't exist prior to the storm. Just email it to yourself. And I'll also keep a copy of your policy, take some photos of it with your smartphone, email it to yourself. You'll have those there. And of course, you know, I think the biggest one people forget about, phone chargers and pharmaceutical drugs, and don't run your generators inside the house.
Absolutely. And for people who might have taken a longer video, it's too big for your email, you can always, you know, I mean, you can post it on YouTube to only you, or Facebook to only you, or you can put it on Google Drive, something that might have a little bit more storage space for you. Just, yeah, exactly. Great advice. Absolutely great advice.
And here's the sad thing is let's say, God forbid, you're one of these homes that gets hit by a tornado. And you come back on, you have a slab, you will never remember what the heck your inventory of your house was.
Yeah, for sure.
You won't, you know, and so at least we get that video evidence, because you're going to have to document, this is what I lost, because they're only going to write you a check for what they owe you for.
Right.
So again, that little video evidence goes a long ways.
You know, one of the things we've obviously today been talking almost entirely the whole day about the property tax proposal that has come out of the House and the Senate now. They chopped it in half so that the school's fee is no longer on there, so you're not going to get a homestead exemption that would apply to the school fee. I find this very frustrating because I feel like the state is, you know, not willing to take the hit themselves for imposing this on us or giving us the choice to impose this on us, but they're willing to impose it on the counties and the cities. You know, the local legislators are losing their minds over this, and the state's like, why don't you tighten your belt, brother? What's your take on this whole thing?
So one of the things that I was bouncing, look, anybody can spitball this stuff, and I was talking to several legislators regarding policy. Look, I'm kind of like the gray hair around town. I have been through a property tax special session before back in 2009. And it's hard at the same time that you want to lower everybody's property tax bill. You also have those essential services, whether it be educating their kids, law enforcement, or our first responders.
Oh, well, thank you, phone system. Okay, that's fantastic. would you pick it up and put him back on? Must be time to reboot the system from 1948 that we operate with. Hey, Jimmy, sorry about that. You're right mid-sentence.
I was on the phone earlier.
We'll see if we can do better. Go ahead.
Yeah, so anyway, as these are things that we would like to adjust, you know, I told the some of the members, said, look, why don't you put a pretty aggressive proposal forward and then put a sunset provision on it. In 5 years. You know, then you get to hit a reset button. And if the voters still want it, then they can tell their legislators, hey, renew this, and you have a chance to re-vote for it. But what will happen is every state government, local government, regional government, special district, they're going to have to tighten their belt for whatever the period is. Say it's 5 years. And then that's going to reset button across the whole state. Every single constituent will say, oh, we can earn this amount of money as opposed to that amount of money. I'm going to be more engaging because I'm going to be a partner of this association where we try to do a better job managing our money.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that at Sunset because Carlos Guillermo Smith, a Democrat in the Senate, actually proposed exactly that. And you got no discussion. They just voted it down. And I'm like, dude, these are the good amendments that would make sense. But the Republicans, you know, feeling their oats and not wanting to disappoint DeSantis ahead of line item vetoes, just caved, just said, screw it. I don't care. We're going to do whatever he wants.
But this is DeSantis's, you know, strategy is I'm going to do this right now and leverage these guys because right. I haven't got the budget yet. And then, you know, and whoever doesn't, you know, play ball with me, I'm going to veto it. So, I mean, look, I think what they're proposing, is it horrible? Could it be better? Yes. Am I concerned about what this does to first responders and law enforcement? I am. I think there's probably some unintended consequences there. They've put some protection language in place, but I have not read line by line of the actual proposed amendment. But, you know, again, now it's going to go to the voters. It's going to have to get 60% ratification. There's going to be some unknowns about it. But what we do know is if the bill is too complicated, if the amendment's too complicated, it's hard to pass.
Yeah.
And so I think there's some nuanced issues to this that, you know, we'll be talking about between now and November.
Well, you know, I haven't really said this on the air, but my thought was they split off the schools portion of it specifically because they thought they'd get too much pushback. You know, people would vote it down because they didn't want to cut school funding. And which I understand. And my thought is, well, hey, split it into two amendments. Make one amendment to do the homestead for school board and one to end the homestead for regular property taxes. And then we'd really find out what the voters want. They did not do that either. This is such a cool story that I want to make sure and get it told before in case our phone crap out on us again. But you had a chance to do something with the president and your son. This is a cool story. Tell it.
Yeah. So, the White House has their team, and their team has reached out from time to time. Hey, you know, Rep, we've got a meeting with the president, which I didn't know that was coming. And so they would constantly kind of ping me from time to time to remind me that this is going to be coming up. Well, they called like last Wednesday and said, hey, if you can be at the Oval Office on Tuesday at 2:00. We've got you a time set to meet with the president. Well, my boys were going to be up here in D.C. with me. And so I asked, can I bring the boys? They said, okay. So now we're set up to go to the office to meet the president at 2:00. So now I'm scrambling because I'm thinking, you know, in his office, I've only been in it once, but not privately. But I knew he had a 35 and a F-22 and a B-2 and an F-16 in there. So I go and I scramble. I called John Fay last week. I said, John, I said, look, I've got to get an F-18 Blue Angel to have inside the president's office. I said, we've got to, you know, Northwest Florida's got to put a mark on there.
Yeah.
So John and the foundation scrambled. I mean, literally scrambled to create a F-18 Blue Angel model that is right now sitting on the president's desk. So if you look at any of the photos, like Ken Paxton yesterday evidently was with the president. Ken Paxton's photos that he posted, the Blue Angel is on the president's desk.
Nice.
So, you know, and the only thing the president, it was so funny. The thing, I'm talking real inside baseball. So the only thing the president wanted to talk about is the difference between all the different airplanes. I mean, we probably spent the majority of our meeting talking about the different.
Of course. Yeah. And I mean, that's, I love it. I love it that, we did lose him again, but he may call back. We'll see. All right. We figured out the phones and we're doing the weirdest radio segment ever. Cause we got Jimmy back on the line. You were telling the story about the Blue Angel jet that you gave to the president. All he wanted to do was talk about the Blue Angels or talk about the difference between the planes.
And of course I had to point out to him, I said, well, look, he says, well, what other flight groups are out there? I said, well, you got the Thunderbirds, you got the Blue Angels. I pointed out to him and said, sir, I said, you know, that the Thunderbirds, when they fly their F-16s, they have to use, you know, G-suits. And I said, the Blue Angels don't, you know. And so yeah. I just had to have a little bit of rivalry with them little bit, you know. So, but anyway, every time now, hopefully, if this thing doesn't move, every time the president takes a photo in the Oval Office, you're going to see a Blue Angel jet from Northwest Florida sitting on his desk.
I love it. And this was yesterday? So I don't know if you knew, yesterday was actually also the 10th anniversary of the crash for Jeff Koos that killed him, the number six back in Smyrna. So
I did not.
Yeah, wild coincidence of that being the day that you're presenting him with the Blue Angel on his desk. Man, that's fantastic. A couple of other things we wanted to, at least one other thing that I wanted to get to real quick is the Take It Down Act. This is the one that was Melania Trump's initiative that gets rid of the non-consensual and pornographic deepfakes. Here's what I don't know. It seems to me like the goal ought to be no deepfakes of voice or video of a person without their permission. And maybe you make an exception for public figures for, you know, political satire and things like that. But I don't know, man. I'm of the opinion that I should be able to know that a video is real. And if it's illegal to produce a deepfake of a real person without their consent, what do you think?
I'm sensitive to this issue. This is why I'm advocating for the PROTECT Act, which removes Section 230.
Mm-hmm.
Big tech and social media, they have got to make their content sticky. They've got to make it outlandish. They have got to keep you on your device so their ad dollars can continue to be collected. This is where they keep on pushing the envelope to put content out there that's inappropriate, illegal, at least illegal ethically, for their bottom line. And especially when it comes to our kids, they're not able to still process those type of images, messages, emotions. This is why, you know, you have these horrible stories of these, revenge porn issues that take place, and suicide evolves from it, you know?
Yeah, and we've got the push now from, you know, Othmeyer on this as well here locally. I know you have to go, Jimmy. I know we've had a little bit of issues on the phones. I apologize for that. But I know you have to go to make another appointment here at 725. But I just wanted to make you finish that Trump story because I thought it was so interesting and, you know, a wonderful coincidence of the timing of a horrible thing and a good thing as well. Jimmy Paternus, he's our congressman from Northwest Florida District 1. We'll talk to you again next week, sir. Thank you for the time.
Thanks, Andrew. Take care.